Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Vima Katz. Recurring payments are a crucial component for both consumers and businesses. While these payments offer convenience for consumers and ensure sustained cash flow for businesses, making sure they run smoothly is no small feat. Joining me today to explore the common challenges businesses face, from errors and outdated payment information to insufficient funds and fraud, is Suman Chaudhuri, Global Vice President of Revenue at TSG Forte, and Don Apgar, Director of Merchant Services at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're both going to discuss strategies to overcome these hurdles and keep recurring payments on track. It's great to have you both with us today. To start things off, we're seeing how subscription payments are becoming more popular in various industries. For example, car wash subscriptions and Costco memberships. Beyond convenience, how exactly do recurring payments benefit businesses? Suman, can you elaborate on the impact to cash flow?
Sure, Emma. You mentioned Costco. Costco is a great example of a company that's using recurring payments to their advantage. Dollar Shave Club also comes to mind. In fact, when Dollar Shave Club first launched the direct-to-consumer subscription model, it very quickly garnered attention by offering an innovative model that promised a higher level of brand engagement with their competitive pricing. So the reality is that this shift from one-time payments to recurring payments highlights a growing trend amongst businesses, right? Particularly SMBs and enterprise, because it prioritizes recurring payments to bring stability to enhance their cash flow. And it offers a reliable revenue stream that can significantly benefit a business's financial health. And that stable income allows businesses to forecast more accurately and allocate resources more efficiently and invest in growth opportunities with greater confidence. And additionally, businesses can leverage data from these recurring payment models to gain insights into customer behavior and their preferences, which in turn then enables them to tailor their offerings and enhance their customer satisfaction by offering the right products that they can glean from these insights. The other key advantage of recurring payments is improvement in customer retention. Subscriptions can create this ongoing relationship between a business and the customer, which increases the likelihood of long-term loyalty. And that in turn means less stress on your payments team to have to hunt down customers to make their next payment. The other thing that we're also seeing is that many businesses also offer discounts if a customer subscribes to an ongoing payment and commits to paying annually versus monthly. So yes, I mean, I think that recurring payments are becoming increasingly important to small and medium businesses and enterprises due to their ability to provide this consistent cash flow. But also it helps in improving the customer retention and offering the valuable data insights.
That's so true, Suman. The growth in subscription and recurring payments has been tremendous. And Raymond mentioned that car wash example. And it's interesting when you look at a business like a car wash and something that's heavily weather dependent, it's got extreme revenue swings from day to day, week to week. And to be able to stabilize the revenue with the membership and recurring payments is tremendous. But as payments professionals, we look at a business like a car wash and say, okay, well, here was a business that was 100% card present, EMV, chip red, if you will, and the migration to a more of a subscription model is now moving that payments activity from card present to card not present. And we know from a processing perspective, it presents additional challenges, and the businesses that are making that transition may not be ready for kind of the world of card not present transactions.
You both spoke to the benefits of recurring payments. I'd like to speak to some of the challenges that businesses can see. You know, Suman, what do businesses need to know going into taking recurring payments? How can these issues disrupt a business and impact the end consumer?
Well, I think Don touched upon it, right? I think the first thing that companies need to consider is that if they've been a card-present sort of business, which basically means that a payment method in which the cardholder presents their physical card, like a credit card or a debit card, to the business at the point of purchase, that business will now have to shift to a card-not-present model, which is where neither the cardholder nor the actual credit card or debit card is actually physically present at the time of transaction, right? So businesses will need to comply with various regulations like PCI to protect customer data and avoid legal repercussions. So they're going to want to partner with a payments provider or payments company who implements strong encryption and secure storage to mitigate any potential risks. I think the other thing to keep in mind is that, you know, recurring payments can fail for a number of reasons. Example, the customer might change their credit card due to fraud, or they might have insufficient funds in their bank account if they've signed up for recurring payments with their bank account, for example. So these sort of declines can cause cash flow issues for the business. That puts extra stress on their customer service teams to call customers, retry payments, etc. I think the other thing is that sometimes customers might change their credit card or bank account details and forget to notify the business. That leads to these failed payments and cancellation of service, which ultimately leads to customer satisfaction issues. So whereas recurring payments is definitely something businesses need to consider, it does mean that they need to partner with a payments provider who can guide them through these issues and offer solutions to automate these payment retries and take the burden off of the customer service team.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a whole different set of operational concerns, as you mentioned, Suman, you know, not only from data security, but just the way that customers have to get billed every month, managing card changes, using Account Updater and some other tools like that. But on the upside, it also opens up additional payment methods, right? So on a subscription basis, it makes it easier to use payment tools like ACH, right, as opposed to card-based payments.
On that note, Don, you mentioned that it kind of opens up the door for a lot more payment methods. When considering recurring payments, what types of transactions are the most suitable? Is there a payment method that works best for recurring transactions?
Well, I think that recurring payments are suitable for many types of businesses and transactions. So from a business perspective, whether it's retail companies like we've discussed, like Costco or Dollar Shave Club, to even utility companies and insurance companies, cable companies and others. Customers, in fact, nowadays expect to see autopay as an option, and they might be even frustrated if you're not offering it to them. And as types of payments, I think, that are suited to recurring payments, I think both credit card and debit card and ACH payments are great. And if you've ever signed up for direct deposit at work, that is basically what we mean by ACH or automated clearinghouse. You might have also heard of the term electronic funds transfer, which is basically like an ACH. And so ACH is actually better than credit cards, because first, the cost to the business is usually less to accept the ACH payments. And secondly, the bank numbers usually change far less than credit or debit card numbers. I think the other benefit of ACH is that you can actually automate the retries when an ACH payment fails. And that helps because you're optimizing manual process and also decreasing potential revenue loss from that failed payment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting to see more and more even subscription-based businesses going to a automated billing process. For example, my cable company is happy to charge my rewards Visa card every month. And even though for years, companies like utilities and cable companies resisted billing on card-based transactions because of the fees, the interchange fees, the processing fees, et cetera. But at the end of the day, when you look at the cost to print a bill, mail a bill, wait for the payment, process a payment in lieu of being able to just charge my card and receive good funds immediately, the fees become cost effective over time.
You've both laid a lot of great groundwork in terms of the benefits that we're seeing with recurring payments, as well as some of the challenges that businesses may be experiencing. For those that are listening in, Suman, can you start us off and potentially share some additional strategies that they can streamline recurring payments and improve the customer experience throughout this process?
Sure, Rima. I think that if you're using ACH, we would highly recommend using a top-of-the-line validation service to validate the payments before processing the payment, right? So customers can make manual errors when entering their payment information, or maybe they're accidentally using cards that have expired or are invalid, right? So a strong validation service can validate this upfront and reduce the chances of failed payments. Now, if a payment is returned, we recommend that businesses consider auto-representment of those failed payments, using technology and automation versus relying on an internal collections department, or maybe even worse, handing it over to a third-party collections team, where the business makes pennies on the dollar for every dollar that they collect. I think the other thing to also consider is to use maybe what Don was referring to earlier, which is like an account updater solution, right? And what that does is it automatically updates the cardholder information for Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. And because sometimes, these cards get replaced or reported stolen or lost, right? So the account updater will do that updating upfront and, again, reduce the chances of failed payments. I think the other thing that businesses can also consider is automating the sending of payment reminders ahead of time. So customers are reminded to update their account information or consider funding their account so that there's money in there for the upcoming payment. And lastly, and I think this might sound counterintuitive, but businesses need to think about how do you make it easy for them to cancel their recurring payment? I'm sure we've all worked with a business that, you know, has their cancel payment button buried 7 layers deep inside of their website or their application. And that can be very, very frustrating because, in fact, when a customer makes up their mind to cancel their payment, they will find a way to cancel that payment. And if you don't make it easy for them in that moment to do so, you're just increasing the burden on your call center and customer service teams because the customer will fire off a ton of emails or make calls to your call center to cancel.
Yeah, and it's also important, I think, to take into account the type of business and the cost and risk of failed payments and some of the exception handling that you mentioned, Suman. You know, if in a membership model, you know, as we go back to Costco, you mentioned earlier, you know, there's no cost of goods in membership, right? If my membership payment fails, it didn't cost Costco anything. It's not like I went to a store and bought something with a membership and there was physical cost of goods when my payment failed. From a risk standpoint, I think it's important for each business to look at what their environment is, right? What their actual risk is and mitigate that as part of a recurring payment strategy. And I, to your earlier point, very important, I think, for a business that's either doing recurring payments or considering recurring payments to connect with a processing partner that can walk them through all of these different considerations.
Thank you both so much for sharing your insights and perspective, and thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.